something we didn't know about the president's health. Lisa Brady, Fox News. The White House just confirming that a skin lesion removed from the president's chest during a physical last month was cancerous. The physician to the president saying the biopsy result was expected and that all cancerous tissue was successfully removed. He says no further treatment is required at this time and that President Biden's lesion was basal cell, which does not tend to spread as more serious skin cancers do. They'll continue to monitor as part of his ongoing health care. The president wrapping up a meeting with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, mainly about Ukraine, now more than a year after Russia's president decided to invade.
We made it clear that if he moved, we would both respond. And together we made good on that promise.
Both committing again today to keep helping Ukraine, the U.S. sending another $400 million in military aid. Attorney General Merrick Garland becomes the latest top U.S. official to visit Ukraine on a trip to Lviv today, reaffirming a commitment to hold Russia accountable for crimes during the invasion. Some top Republicans making outreach to conservatives at the annual CPAC event, including former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley, who says America isn't racist.
I will get the self-loathing out of our schools. I will get the self-destruction out of our culture. And once we make America proud, we will make America strong.
She is one of three Republicans already in the 2024 race, including former President Trump, who speaks at CPAC tomorrow. Senator John McCain's widow has a new job as head of the UN's World Food Program. She's been serving as President Biden's ambassador for the UN agencies for food and agriculture after a cross-party endorsement of him in the 2020 election. Back-to-back rallies on Wall Street. The Dow up 386 at the bell. America is listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
He still says he didn't do it. As a former South Carolina attorney learns his fate a day after being convicted of murder.
Alec Murdoch has officially been sentenced to life in prison without parole in the double murder of his wife and son, putting an end to the six-week trial. Murdoch had a chance to address the court and reiterated his claim that he didn't do it.
I'm innocent. I would never hurt my wife, Maggie, and I would never hurt my son, Pawpaw.
Minutes later, Judge Clifton Newman announced the sentences.
In the murder of your wife, Maggie Murdaugh, I sentence you for a term of the rest of your natural life.
Another followed for the murder of Paul Murdaugh. The mother and son were killed on the family's property in June of 2021. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Sheriff's officials in Southern California say residents could be stuck for another week in mountain communities snowed in by recent storms. They've been opening roads intermittently for residents and supplies. Exoneration for a California man who spent more than half his life in prison for a murder he didn't commit.
A round of applause for 69-year-old Maurice Hastings as a judge in Los Angeles clears his name of murder. Hastings, who was wrongfully convicted for the 1983 kidnapping and murder of a 30-year-old woman, spending 38 years in prison. His conviction vacated in October after the Los Angeles Innocence Project at California State University worked with LA County District Attorney George Gascon to free him, citing new DNA evidence. Hastings says he's grateful.
I'm ready to move forward with my life. You know, I'm a happy man right now.
Gascon tweeting, we continue to work on correcting these injustices that may have been experienced due to our current criminal legal system.
Fox's Christian Goodwin. So far, March is a better month on Wall Street. The Dow up more than 700 points just in the past 2 days. The Dow, the S&P, the NASDAQ all up more than 1% today. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.